When I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars.
Welcome everyone to another edition of Community in Depth. That music means our friends from Hastings Senior Health and Living are here, and we want to welcome Chaplain Gordon Gathright and Marilee Johnson, who is the administrator at Hastings Senior Health and Living. How have you both been?
Really good. Well, got my jackets out.
Oh, no kidding. Yeah. No kidding. Did Gordon tell you about the secret little tunnel, though, that runs between your two complexes?
Well, that would have been a funny joke if he didn't tell me, especially right now with it getting chilly out. But yes, he did tell me. Thank you, Gordon. And it's very nice to have that tunnel.
I never knew there was a tunnel. That was very forward thinking of the developers of your complex to have that on your campus. I think that is just so cool. And Gordon, how did you know about it all those years ago?
Oh, I did. I knew about it when because I've been in the building forever, and when they built the Park Ridge building, as it was known by, they had that trench between the two buildings. I asked, at that time, what was going in there, and the contractor said, "You'll never believe it. There's going to be a tunnel between the two buildings." And I thought, oh, man, that's such good thinking.
It is such great thinking. Absolutely. So that's another little secret of this wonderful facility that both of you are at. But first of all, how are things going? I know that we are heading into the holiday season, and it's been quite the year. And, I think sometimes during the holidays, especially Thanksgiving, we reflect on the many blessings in our lives. And there has certainly been much to reflect on, I would assume, especially if you're in the healthcare industry.
There has been a lot to reflect on. And I think 2021 has been the year of recovery, sort of.
Okay.
We started out recovering from the COVID 2020 year, and started looking towards a really bright and sunny summer, and things were going in the right direction. And I think they're still going in the right direction, but we've had a little setback with this variant and with Dakota County's positivity rate. I'm just going to call it a pause. We've had to pause a little bit. But summer was still really great. Gordon did a great job out on the patio with all the tomatoes and beautiful flowers and plants. And we were able to have family come and be on the patio. And then we opened up again. And so it's just a little pause. But I'm feeling really positive now about the holidays coming and a little bit back to the yellow area for positivity rates maybe. And I think the holidays will be just perfect.
So let's talk about your wonderful patio. I know last year that was a godsend because people could actually visit on the patio when your doors were closed. And so is that still going to be something now that people can still visit on the patio? Are you going to open that up again?
Oh, yeah. The patio has been open all summer, and it's been such a joy to see families together on the patio. And we've had larger groups on the patio. We had one in particular this year, a celebration of a milestone birthday, and so the families were family were together all afternoon. The day was perfect, and so we've been blessed with that patio, both upstairs and downstairs, and especially with all the flowers. The residents have loved the flowers, and such a gift that's been for us this summer as well.
Well, your residents are very lucky because they have a lot of people that really care about them. But I know you continue, like all businesses, it seems, you are continuing to search out qualified and great candidates to join your team. So how's that going, please?
Well, it's going good. We've had a lot of interest in the free nursing assistant training class.
Okay, this is so cool. Tell me more about this.
Sure. We partner with Leading Age Minnesota in what's called the On-Track Training Program. And it is a nursing assistant training program that allows someone with zero healthcare experience to start to train as a nursing assistant. The first part of the training is all online, so a student can do it in the comfort of their own home. And then there is an in-classroom or in-clinical time that we have on our campus, because we have a classroom set up with mannequins and all kinds of
Recessa
fun.
Annie. Do you remember her?
Yes. Yeah. We like to take the mannequins and scare people sometimes. That might have happened to me once as the new administrator.
Can I tell you a weird story about Recessa Annie? This is like way off the beaten track. One time I went to change my address or something. I didn't at the county, and I didn't realize they were going to take a new picture of me, right? So I think I rolled out of bed and I had on a red shirt. You know where this is going.
Oh, boy.
And I had my hair pulled back. No makeup on. And I got my new license back. I looked just like Recessa Annie. This is a true story.
I love it, Mo.
And people didn't believe that story. And I'd pull out my license and I said, who do I look like? They're like, oh, you look like Recessa Annie. Do they still have Recessa Annie? Now they don't have names, right?
Well, they don't have names, but there's a little more involved than just the resuscitation part in learning to work in healthcare. But
sorry.
That is funny, though.
I know. So anyway, so as far as when you are then trained to become a certified nursing assistant, what are your job duties?
Well, your job duties are to work directly with the nurse, and you work together as a team to care for the residents. You take care of all of their activities of daily living, making sure they eat, making sure they drink, making sure they get up and get dressed if they want. Sometimes I want to sleep in bed all day, and they can too, but you just assist the resident in whatever they want to do that day. And throughout the day, and then they get ready for bed, just like everybody.
So I would assume this program, you can, especially the first part where it's online, you can go at your own pace. But what would be a typical time frame to have this certification?
Well, depending on how quickly someone wants to get certified, the pace can be your own. It can take up to 3 months, but it can take as little as 3 weeks
at the same
time. So if you are committed and you want to just dive right in and get it done, you can do that too. We are at the mercy of the testing facility for the State Department of Health. They do all of the testing. And so those surveyors, testers are quite booked in getting people the test. So we are at the mercy of the final test, it being done by the Department of Health. But I'm proud to say we just got news that some of our students took the test this week with the state, and they all passed.
That's awesome.
How wonderful.
Yeah.
So does that mean then they are able to join your staff immediately?
Some of the people taking the test already work for us. They might work in another department. They might work in activities or in culinary or in laundry, and they just want to try another job. And so they sit for the testing and they sit for the class, and they can still stay with my great team at Hastings Senior Health and Living.
Isn't that cool? Gordon, before we went on the air, you were talking about how so many of the employees have really been there a long time. And I think that's a big shout out to what a great working facility it is.
It really is, and that's one of the blessings of working in this environment, in this community, is that so many people have lived in the community for a lot of years and have worked at Hastings Senior Health and Living for really 20-25 years. We just had our receptionist just retired after 27 years, and I think that, you know, that says a lot. But we have nursing staff, and we have nurses, nursing assistants that have been part of the team for many, many, many years. And so it's really good, and it's gratifying because people get to know those people as they come through, and it's just nice to see familiar faces in the building.
And this would be a great opportunity for somebody that maybe is looking for a career shift to really get, as you mentioned, free on-the-job training. That's incredible.
Well, in the free on-the-job training, at the end of it, we were talking about taking a test by the Department of Health. What does that mean? That means that you actually go away from this class with a license. And it's a license that shows your commitment to caring for others. It's a license that shows that you have the commitment to care for others long term. And that license requires training throughout the year. There's 12 units of continuing education that you need to continue to get. And it shows a continued responsibility. And that's why that role, along with nursing, is so important in everything we do as a business for taking care of people.
And before we went on off the air as well, Marilee, you were talking about how it's a certain kind of person that really would go into this industry and be able to, as Gordon said, stay for 20, 30 years. What are you looking for people?
We're really looking for people that want to make a difference in someone's life, right? And it's one thing, you know, when you're taking care of a toddler, it's totally different taking care of someone that has lived their whole life. Someone that wants to listen to people and their stories. And even over my career, and Gordon, I'm sure you could go on and on too about the wonderful residents that you've met. I met one man that spoke 12 languages, and, you know, scientists, and taking the time to care for people, get to know their families, but at the same time have the professionalism to know that you are a professional with a license to take care of others and be compassionate and make sure that the rest of their life is very respectful and very loving.
Gordon, what do you want to add to that?
I think Marilee made a great statement when she said that, you know, we want people to come who are ready to make a difference in the lives of our residents. And sometimes it takes as little as a smile or an encouraging word, you know, to being so involved with, you know, their life story and helping with their life story. And our residents, we have such an amazing group of residents right now, and it's fun to be able to spend the time with them and really get to know who they are. I think that's such an important part. One of our ladies knits hats, stocking caps for the preemies and for newborns, and she tries to make one a day. And the thing that is really good about that is that she just has the use of one hand to do all of this. And the hats that she makes are just, I mean, I look at this and I'm thinking, this lady used one hand to make these. And it's just so fun. And then the better part for her is being able to, you know, to donate them. I don't think she's ever charged anybody anything to make these hats. And so those are the kinds of people that we are blessed with. And it's such a joy to be a part of their lives and to get to know their stories.
It's a privilege.
It is. Oh, yeah. It's a great, great privilege.
Everybody has a story.
Mm-hmm.
They do. Everyone comes to the table with something to contribute. And it's the human experience. And we get all kinds of people that walk across our lives. And I think for people sitting at home listening to this, if you are a person and you can't commit to full time, you can't even really commit to part time, but you want to get out and make a difference in someone's life one time a week, one time every other week, maybe this is a path for you. Because the smallest thing, like Gordon just said, the smallest thing, saying hello in a different way, sitting down and asking a resident what their favorite book was in high school or college or growing up or whatever their hobby was makes a difference. It absolutely makes a difference. And you just don't know how much you can bring to someone else until you just put it out there.
Well, and the other part of that is what you get in the stories that you hear. I know one of our women who died a few years ago, her story is about being born in the Depression and how, you know, she lived. She was 100, I think 100 or 101, And I asked her one day, I said, tell me what it's like to be 101 years old and to live through the Depression and see what's, you know, what's happening in our world today. And she said, it escapes me to see how far we've come in so many things, but how we've lost in the process too. And so she elaborated some more on that. And it's just interesting to hear their perspectives when they grew up in a time that was not as, you know, flourishing as what we're experiencing now, and see how they look at life in that way. It's mind-boggling sometimes to figure all that or see that and hear it for the first time.
Very profound statements, I'm sure you hear from a lot of people. And it is rewarding.
Oh, it's hugely rewarding. And I go home pretty much every day with a great story about how life, you know, is changing and how they're determined to get better, especially our transitional care unit people. They, you know, they're there to get better. And when they are told, you're going home on Saturday or you're going home tomorrow, it's like, wow,
they're already
Christmas.
Sitting on the edge of their bed.
Yeah. It's Christmas, you know.
It's nice. It's nice to be able to help someone through something so difficult and emotionally difficult and physically difficult. And the therapy staff and the nursing staff do such a great job in helping people who feel vulnerable at that time gain back their independence. And it's really nice. It's very rewarding.
So I know you are looking for employees across the board. Do you want to give us some ideas of what different duties people would have?
Sure. Well, there's the nursing aspect of it, but we also have a great culinary department. Kirsten and Kenny and Caitlin, they're all my leaders in the culinary department. Great chefs. If you, again, are a person that wants to get out and just maybe help serve the residents their meals and make sure it looks warm and appetizing. The warms have to be warms and the colds have to be cold. But just serving a resident their meal and making sure that they're sitting upright and able to eat their meal in a respectful manner. We could use those people too. And it seems like it's a small task, but it actually will make a big difference in someone's day. Having appetizing food makes a big difference in my day. Mm-hmm. So there's housekeeping, making sure we have a nice, clean environment. Maintenance, there's all kinds of supportive roles that we have available.
And if people are listening and do want to take advantage of this on-the-job training or learn more about any of these open positions, how can they go about contacting you?
Call 651-437-6176. And we'll get you headed in the right direction and provide all that you need to get signed up. That's what we'd be happy to do.
Well, we appreciate both of you coming in today to share with us all the good things going on. Chaplain Gordon Gathright and Administrator Mary Lee Johnson, and we want to thank you both for telling us about some of the opportunities we have to help you at Hastings Senior Health and Living. And you are listening to another edition of Community In-Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.
Oh Lord, my God, when I in awesome wonder